following program is produced by the Living Church of God.
And greetings, friends around the world. Jesus Christ is definitely coming back soon. His return should be the banner headline in the news. Do you grasp the reality of Christ's return? Do you know how to prepare for this most important event in Earth's history? Stay tuned.
Tomorrow's World. The Living Church of God presents Dr. Roderick C. Meredith, Richard Ames, bringing you the good news of your future in tomorrow's world. This week, Dr. Roderick C. Meredith describes Christ's coming world government. And now, Dr. Roderick C. Meredith.
I had a dear friend years ago who was in the newspaper and publishing business. He told me that one time a whole group of writers and editors discussed the most gripping headline they could imagine. After a lot of discussion, they all decided that a banner headline reading, "Jesus Christ has returned," would be the most exciting of all. Public opinion polls indicate that tens of millions of churchgoers believe that Jesus Christ will come again. But their concept of this is extremely vague. Most people have only a very general idea about when Christ will come, what he will do when he gets here, and so on. And they have very little idea about the tremendous impact Christ's return will have on their daily lives. So the entire scenario surrounding Christ's return is a big mystery to most professing Christians. But there is a key which will unlock that mystery. It is called biblical prophecy. The Bible is far more specific regarding Christ's return than most of you have realized. Notice what Jesus actually said, my friends, after describing an entire series of events preceding his second coming. Jesus said, and I'm turning now to Luke 21 and verse 31, "So likewise, when you see all these things happening," and as he did in Matthew 24, Jesus had listed wars and rumors of wars. He listed disease epidemics, earthquakes. He had listed, of course, drought and famine and a false religion, false prophets coming along. And so he said then, "All these things, know that the kingdom of God is near. Assuredly I say to you, this generation will by no means pass away till all these things are fulfilled. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will by no means pass away. But take heed to yourselves," he said, and I ask you to do that. Think about these things. Take heed to yourselves, lest your hearts be weighed down with carousing, drunkenness, and the cares of this life. We all get involved in the cares of this life, our family, our jobs, our friends, our running around, having fun, the cares of this life. And here is the most tremendous event in human history about to happen, and we're not talking about it, thinking about it, praying about it, making it a focal point. The second coming of Christ. Be careful lest the cares of this life and that day come on you unexpectedly. For it will come as a snare, he said, on all those who dwell on the face of the whole earth. Watch world events. Watch drought and famine, disease epidemics. Be aware as these things speed up. Watch terrorist activities and earthquakes. Watch, therefore, and pray always that you may be counted worthy to escape all these things that will come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man. Jesus tells us what to pray about. Pray about these events. Pray about Christ's return. The return of Jesus Christ and the setting up of his kingdom on this earth should be a primary focus of our Christian lives. Notice what Jesus said to pray about in another place, specifically talking about prayer. This is in the Sermon on the Mount, back in Matthew 5, 6, and 7. Read with me Matthew 6, where Jesus gives the so-called Lord's Prayer. Matthew 6, verse 9. "In this manner, therefore, pray," Jesus said, "Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven." After hallowing God's name, the very first request is that your kingdom come. Not that the kingdom is the church, it's already here. Not that the kingdom is set up in the hearts of men, but may your kingdom come to this earth. And as all the prophecies of Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, Daniel, Hosea, Zechariah, all the way through the Old Testament point to the fourth kingdom or the fifth kingdom of this earth, as it's called, that great government of God, he's talking about the literal return of Christ to set up a government on this earth. May your kingdom come, Jesus said. The very first request he lists for us to pray about in the so-called Lord's Prayer. I say so-called because it's simply a sample prayer. The biggest single prayer of Christ is in, of course, John 17, but that's another subject. Let's turn to Revelation chapter 11 now, in verse 15. It says, "Then the seventh angel sounded, and there were loud voices in heaven, saying, The kingdoms of this world have become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever." Christ will reign on this earth. He will literally take over the governments of this world and set up a real world government. Yes, there is a new world order coming, but not by man's ideas or man's strength, but by God's power and God's wisdom. Notice chapter 5 now of Revelation. Chapter 5, if you would, verse 9. "And they sang a new song, saying, You were worthy to take the scroll and to open its seals, for you were slain," talking about Jesus, "and have redeemed us to God by your blood out of every tribe and tongue and people and nation, and have made us," notice, "kings and priests." The true saints of God are made by God kings and priests to our God, and we shall reign. Where? Are we going up to heaven and rule around heaven all day? Your Bible does not say that. We shall reign on the earth. That's what your Bible says, my friends. A government of God to be set up here on earth. Notice Zechariah chapter 14 now. Zechariah 14 and verse 1. "Behold, the day of the Lord is coming, and your spoil will be divided in your midst, for I will gather all nations to battle against Jerusalem." This hasn't happened yet. It's going to happen. All the nations around her come to battle at Jerusalem. "The city will be taken, the houses rifled, the women ravished. Half of the city shall go into captivity." I think you can imagine that today. Before the Jews came back in 1948, you could not imagine that. But now you have about half Jew and half Gentile there, and there's already enmity over there in Jerusalem, and the stage is set. The stage is set, my friends, for this to happen. Half the city shall go into captivity in some coming war, but the remnant of the people shall not be cut off from the city. "Then the Eternal will go forth." That's the Lord Jesus Christ. He's going to come back and fight against those nations as he fights in the day of battle. "And in that day his feet will stand on the Mount of Olives." The Mount of Olives is here on this earth, big hill east of Jerusalem. I've been there 3 or 4 times. So have some of you. You've been there and seen it. It is vital to realize, my friends, that Christ is coming to a definite place on this earth. This is not mushy, way out, you know, long ago and far away stuff. This is here on this earth, within the lifetimes of most of you. Christ will come, the Christ of the Bible, but now glorified. Christ is not dead. He is powerful. He's sitting at the right hand of the great God. He and the Father planning the details of his second coming and to set up a government on this earth to stop man from annihilating himself. He's going to come to this earth and set up a literal government, and he will come to the Mount of Olives. Notice Zechariah 14 again, and I want to read verse 9. "And the Lord shall be king over all the earth." Again, not up in heaven. Notice verse 16, "And it shall come to pass that everyone who is left of all the nations which came against Jerusalem," and he said back in verses 1 and 2 that all nations would come, so this is talking at least about representatives of all the nations. They're going to come against Jerusalem, "and they shall come up from year to year," see, after Christ comes, "to worship the King, the Lord of hosts, and to keep the Feast of Tabernacles," one of God's feasts. They're going to learn to keep his Sabbaths, his holy days once again. Christ is going to literally rule here on this earth and set up a very real government. It's going to change everything around you. It really is. Everything will be changed. The whole society will be changed. Your nation, your symbols and so on, the radio and television stations that are going on now, all this is going to be changed. He said every mountain and every island will be shaken out of its place. Will you be among Jesus Christ's true saints at that time? Or have you just heard about floating off to heaven and just believing on the person of Jesus but not believing his message? Are you actually preparing to be part of Christ's soon coming government to straighten out this confused world? Daniel 7:26, the court shall be seated and they shall take away his dominion. At the time of the end, you see, Christ is coming to consume and destroy it forever. Then the kingdom and dominion and the greatness of the kingdoms under the whole heaven, all the earth involved here, shall be given to the people of the saints of the Most High, God's true saints. His kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and all dominion shall serve and obey him. Are you preparing for a genuine position of responsibility and authority and service in the soon coming kingdom of God? Try to get ready. Take this thing seriously. At this point, my friends, I invite you to write or call for a free audio tape of this program, Christ's Coming World Government. You may wish to hear this vital information again and review it. You may wish to compare it with the scriptures. You may wish to share it with friends and family. This powerful tape will be sent to you absolutely free upon your request. So call the number displayed on the screen or write us today. Just request the audio tape of this program. Call now.
This informative audio tape is yours absolutely free. No cost, no obligation. If you call this toll-free number, 1-800-934-5579. That's 1-800-934-5579. Or send your request to Tomorrow's World, P.O. Box 501-304, San Diego, California, 92150. With this offer, you will also receive your free subscription to Tomorrow's World magazine. Tomorrow's World magazine keeps you up to date with world trends, Bible prophecy, and the very meaning of life itself. Tomorrow's World. Call now.
Now back to our topic, Christ's coming world government. For those of you who've tuned in late, we were in Daniel 7, verse 27, talking about the return of Christ and the government of God, Christ's literal government to be set up on this earth. Notice Daniel chapter 7 and verse 27. Then the kingdom and dominion and the greatness of the kingdoms, all the governments of this world, in other words, under the whole heaven, shall be given to the saints of the Most High. His kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and all dominion shall serve and obey him. Yes, all human beings will serve Christ at that time. His saints will be given the kingdom. This is a reality. This is your future reality. The returning Christ and his saints will be setting up a kingdom, and this is discussed over and over in the pages of your Bible. Why haven't you heard about this a lot more? Why haven't you heard from your professing ministers of Christ who often refuse to discuss this and scores and hundreds of verses talking about Christ's second coming and the government of God on this earth? Why? Why do they remain silent on this most important topic? Think. Now notice what the Apostle Paul tells us about this. Let's turn to the New Testament. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 1. Dare any of you, having a matter against another, go to law before the unrighteous and not before the saints? The true Christians of God are all called saints. One church is constantly beatifying people and some just very, very few, one out of a million, are made a saint. That's not God's way. All true Christians are called saints. But Christians have got to be prepared to be governing in Christ's kingdom. And so he says, do you not know that the saints will judge the world? That's what we just got through reading back in Daniel. The saints are going to judge or rule the whole world. And if the world will be judged by you, are you unworthy to judge the smallest matters? In other words, problems between brethren in this life. Do you not know that we shall judge angels? Later on, we're going to help judge or manage, as some translate it, the angelic hosts. Great, powerful spirit beings. There is a real spirit world there, my friends. But they will be our servants. They're our servants now, the righteous angels. And we will be judging them, ruling them, managing them under the direction of Jesus Christ. How much more things that pertain to this life? Yes, we've got to be ready to judge and to rule here in this life by learning the right form of church government, by learning to rule, to make decisions, to follow Christ's example in every way, and to follow God's law, God's commandments, God's way of life, and learn to judge and discipline ourselves. Notice Revelation chapter 2, verse 26. And he who overcomes and keeps my works until the end, to him will I give power over the nations. He shall rule them with a rod of iron, as the potter's vessel shall be broken in pieces, as I also received from my Father, Jesus said. Jesus is given rule. He's to be king of kings. But those of us who overcome, who keep God's way, who overcome our human nature, who overcome the world, who overcome Satan the devil, will rule over the nations under Jesus Christ. Notice chapter 3, Revelation 3 and verse 20. He says to the people here at the very end of the age, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come to him and dine with him, and he with me. To him who overcomes, I will grant to sit with me on my throne, as I also overcame and sat down with my Father on his throne. So people who overcome are going to sit on a throne. They're going to govern. They're going to rule. Is Christ knocking on your door? Are you listening to this message? Are you beginning to think about doing something? My friends, picture some of the leaders and the rulers of this world. Will you someday join their ranks? Will you have the opportunity to help straighten out this messed up world? Do you really want to help bring peace and joy to this confused world? Then ask Almighty God in prayer. Ask God, help God, beg God to help you to be an overcomer. Cry out to God and say, Father, help me to be an overcomer, to really do what you say. Notice now Jesus' teaching in Luke 19, verse 11. Now as they heard these things, his disciples, Jesus spoke another parable because he was near Jerusalem and because they thought the kingdom of God would appear immediately. See, they knew the kingdom of God was not the church. They knew the kingdom of God was not some warm feeling set up in their hearts. They knew that. They thought the kingdom of God would appear immediately, though. They knew a literal government was coming, and Jesus never disabused them of that idea. It was just not going to come yet, and he told them they'd better get ready for it. Therefore, he said, a certain nobleman went to a far country to receive a kingdom and to return. Here's a picture of Christ himself going to heaven to get the kingdom all organized with the Father, to wait for the saints to overcome during this church age and to get ready. And then he would return again. So he called his 10 servants, delivered to them 10 minas. These are monetary units, pounds, I think the old King James Bible said. I'm reading in the New King James. The literal Hebrew here is minas, or dollars, we might say. And he said to them, do business till I come. But his citizens hated him and sent a delegation after him, saying, we'll not have this man reign over us. No, the Jews of his days rejected him. They didn't want him to rule over them. And so it was when he returned, and he is going to return in a few years to your life, to this society, to this world, having received the kingdom, he commanded these servants to whom he'd given the money. So it was money, but power, responsibility, a way of using your talents, your strengths, your abilities is all pictured here. He was going to be to see how they would use the money given to them and how he might know how much each man had gained by trading. Then came the first saying, Master, your mina, or your $1,000, whatever amount it was enough to be worth something, by the way, back there. We don't know the exact weight of value of each of these units at that time, but enough money to be worth something. Your mina has earned 10 minas. Your $1,000 has become $10,000, this first fellow said. He really used his time, his talents, his abilities to serve God, using the spiritual analogy. And he said to him, well done, good servant, because you were faithful in very little. Just sit around and roll around heaven all day with nothing to do. Are you reading it? Are you following me? You say, oh, it doesn't say that. You're right. You're right, my friends, it doesn't say that. I'm just kind of paraphrasing what people in the world might normally say. Jesus said, because you've been faithful in very little, have authority over 10 cities. Specific responsibilities to rule, to govern. That's what Christ gives in tomorrow's world. That's what the kingdom of God is going to be like. And the second came saying, Master, your mina has earned 5 minas. He just overcame. He just produced twice as much with what he'd been given. Nevertheless, he said, likewise, you also be over 5 cities. So he was given half as much a reward, but at least he'd overcome. He'd grown to a certain degree. And he was given authority. He was the mayor or the supervisor, whatever title is used, or the governor over 5 cities. Quite a responsibility. That's what we're going to be doing, ruling over nations and cities and a coming government to be set up on this earth. And we need to think about that, be preparing for that, drinking in of God's word, his laws, his ways, the mind of God, so we can understand how we ought to do it. And then Christ certainly will help us and give us specific directions when the time comes. But we've got to be willing to practice that way of life here and now. Now notice Luke chapter 22. Just turn over a couple chapters here. Here at the end of Jesus' life, Luke chapter 22, he said to his disciples right at the end after that last Passover, verse 28, but you are those who have continued with me and my trials, he told the apostles, and I bestow upon you a kingdom just as my Father bestowed upon me, that you may eat and drink at my table in my kingdom and sit on thrones judging the 12 tribes of Israel. And frankly, those tribes have been identified. They're major nations in the world today. The responsibility was given to the apostles to rule each one of them over one of these nations. And that's a type of what we're to be given. Most of us will be given somewhat less. We're not perhaps as dedicated as they were. We may be over 5 cities or 10 cities under one of the apostles who is under Jesus Christ. So when you read the whole Bible, you'll realize that King David is under Christ. Christ is King of Kings. And then in Israel, King David is over the whole nation. Then the 12 apostles, each one under him, over 12 nations of Israel, and then you have individual cities, and the saints will be there. Then the rest of the nations and the cities of the Gentiles all over, different ones will be over those nations and those cities, ruling this earth under the King of Kings, who's about to come back to this earth. This is truly your prophesied future. This is real. At this point, I invite you to write or call for a free audio tape of this program, Christ's Coming World Government. You may wish to hear this vital information again and review it. And you may wish to share this important tape with family or friends. As always, this tape will be sent absolutely free upon your request. So call us or write us today.
This informative audio tape is yours absolutely free. No cost, no obligation. If you call this toll-free number, 1-800-934-5579. That's 1-800-934-5579. Or send your request to Tomorrow's World, P.O. Box 501-304, San Diego, California, 92150. With this offer, you will also receive your free subscription to Tomorrow's World magazine. Tomorrow's World magazine keeps you up to date with world trends, Bible prophecy, and the very meaning of life itself. Tomorrow's World. Call now.
Now notice the Apostle Peter's instruction on how to get ready for a position in Christ's coming government. Notice 2 Peter. 2 Peter now, the last letter written by the leading apostle of his time, 2 Peter chapter 1, and I'm going to begin reading in verse 4. Here he talks about the power of God, and in verse 4, by which have been given to us exceedingly great and precious promises. We have powerful promises given us, including this coming government of God, my friends, and our part in it, that through these you may be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. But also for this very reason, give all diligence, add to your faith So giving all diligence, be diligent and add to your faith. You've got to have faith that God is there and that He's going to reward you. Add to your faith virtue. Virtue means strength of character. You've got to be willing to choose the right and resist the wrong and do what God says. Build strength of character. To virtue, knowledge. You can have strength of character, but you need to know the right way to go. You need to study this book. Study to show yourself approved unto God, the Bible tells us. Read this book. Study this book. Get knowledge, the right knowledge of God. And then add to that self-control. Learn to control yourself, your vanities, your lusts. And to self-control, add perseverance. Don't give up and quit. Keep on. And to perseverance, godliness, where you try to become like God in every way. And to godliness, he sort of brings us down from the height to emphasize one aspect of godliness. Some of these points overlap. Add brotherly kindness, the gentleness, the kindness, the warmth, the affection, the outflowing concern you should have for all human beings. And to brotherly kindness, love. Love is the outflowing concern, the giving, the sharing, the warmth that ought to reflect back to God Himself in worship and love and adoration and out to fellow man. Do these things. And He said, for if these things are yours and abound, you will neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But he who lacks these things is short-sighted, even to blindness, and has forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. Therefore, brethren, be even more diligent to make your calling and election sure. Don't take these things for granted, my friends. You've got your part to do. God will do it through you. He'll give you the extra help. But be diligent to make your calling and election sure. For if you do these things, you will never stumble. For so an entrance will be supplied to you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. That's how you get into God's kingdom, by developing the very character of God, by Christ living His life in you. This is the way to get ready. My friends, do not continue to be part of a sentimental, know-nothing, do-nothing Christianity. For that kind of Christianity is not the Christianity of Christ or that of the original apostles. It's not the Christianity of God. Rather, get excited about the genuine Christianity that is offered in the pages of your Bible and be ready for the coming reality of God's kingdom, His rule over this earth. May God help you to open your mind and understand. May God help you to get to act upon the precious knowledge you've just been given. Act upon it. Once again, don't forget to call us or write us for a free copy of this audio tape. We have an audio tape of this program. Write or call. Call now. The operators are waiting. And be sure to tune in every week to Tomorrow's World program. On this program, you'll gain precious information and insights available nowhere else. Richard Ames and I will give you understanding of current events and of the exciting prophecies of tomorrow's world. So we'll see you right here next week.
This informative audio tape is yours absolutely free. No cost, no obligation. If you call this toll-free number, 1-800-934-5579. Or send your request to Tomorrow's World, P.O. Box 501-304, San Diego, California, 92150. We invite you to visit our webpage at tomorrowsworld.org. The preceding program is produced by the Living Church of God.